Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have Urban Schrott, who is a long time talking to us now. Good morning, Urban.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about five things to do for cyber secure holidays. But before we do that, just remind the listeners what ESET Ireland is all about.
ESET Ireland is a cybersecurity company. We provide antivirus and other security solutions such as mail security and encryption. But we're also trying to kind of raise awareness among people on safe use of computers and other devices through which we access the internet. Because people take a lot of things for granted, but with security issues, you kind of always have to be alert. You always have to know what's out there, trying to catch us out. Cyber criminals are always coming up with new plans to get to our information, to our credit cards, to our private details. So, you know, if you know what's out there, you're much less likely to fall for it.
And the internet now, there's so many different devices that, with Wi-Fi and all this, so many different devices, and people carry mini computers around in their pockets, really.
Yeah, most people by now kind of, you cannot really have a PC or a laptop without having antivirus on it and security software. However, pretty much everyone's walking around with their mobile devices without any protection on them. And with these mobile devices, they do access the internet, and they do receive their emails, and a lot of people even have their credit cards in some of their apps because they're doing online purchases through their mobile device. So, cyber criminals are they caught on to this and they're pretty much refocusing their activities on trying to catch us out on our mobile devices.
Yeah, and as we said, you'll be carrying your mobile device. If you go abroad, you have your mobile with you and you're going to key into whatever Wi-Fi is available. So... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that can go wrong. It's not Wi-Fi is just an access point to get to the internet, and the spam emails and the spam texts just keep coming, and various things can go wrong. So that's why we prepared this little list on basic tips on how to stay safe. So if we start at the beginning.
Yeah.
The first tip would be to downsize, not to take with you on holidays any of the devices that you don't absolutely need. So, a lot of people would tend to pack everything, their laptop, their tablet, their mobile phone, smartphone, anything else. Do you really need all of that with you on holidays? I mean, after all, you're trying to get away from your daily routine. So, how about just keeping it down to the minimum, just leave it home and only take the thing that you absolutely need to communicate with whoever you need to communicate with. Everything else can stay at home. This not only reduces the chance of it getting lost or stolen on the way, it also reduces the chance of any cybersecurity incidents that might end up happening. Second tip would be to stay current, which means keep all your devices updated, keep all the patches on them, keep all the virus definitions for your security up to date. Because, again, the more, if everything isn't updated to the latest standard, that just makes it more vulnerable to possible hacking, to possible exploits for various malware, to find zero-day exploits and get into the device and then start causing mayhem. Don't put it off. If there's an alert on your device that there's a update available, install it. You'll sleep easier.
And to stay on that for a moment there, Urban, because I was talking to somebody only recently and we were talking about these updates that pop up on your screen. And this person said to me, sometimes I'd be nervous about clicking install on these things because of the way the scams have become so genuine looking.
Well, you're right. There are some which could be possibly unauthorized. Some malware asking you to update a driver or something like that, and through that install itself. But what I was referring to is mostly official updates to your various apps and your operating system. So, you know, your mobile will notify you when the apps want to update. Of course, I absolutely agree with you, and there's a whole other dark side to various apps. Because, you know, you have the legit apps out there, but there's also a lot of apps which have been compromised by cyber criminals. And, you know, you think you're downloading a little game for the kids on your mobile device, but in reality it's a piece of malware which will start spying on your mobile. So it's always good to, you know, only download apps which are safe, secure, which are verified, which come from reputable publishers, which come from reputable app stores, rather than just, you know, any random app you pick up on the internet. But in general, you know, most of the updates, particularly with modern systems, would tend to be legitimate ones, whereas the various pop-ups that appear, which could be infected, which could come from some form of malware, they would tend to already look differently. They wouldn't install as a pack of I don't know, official Microsoft updates or official smartphone updates, whichever model you're using.
Yeah. Right, we'll move on to number three.
Number three is keep intruders out. So do keep your devices passworded, locked, coded, passphrase, pin coded, whichever method you're using, but don't just keep an unlocked device. Because, you know, particularly on holiday, it's just so easy to lose sight of your mobile phone for a brief second, and immediately someone could steal it, or even someone could just use some of your apps, you know, try to get to possibly your credit cards, which you might have stored in some of your apps and so on. So, you know, this is just a very simple extra layer of protection, but a lot of people aren't using any kind of locking systems on their mobile devices. And, of course, the fourth one, very important, back everything up before you travel. Very often, just the cost of a lost and stolen device is minimum compared to the trouble of going through reacquiring all your contacts again, which you might have had stored in your mobile phone. You know, so back up all your contacts, back up all your phone numbers, all your email addresses which you're carrying around with you. You know, how often have you seen someone post on social media, you know, I lost my phone, will you send me your number again? You know, that's the consequence of losing an unbacked up device. You know, you actually have to try and get in touch with all of your contacts again and ask them for their phone number. You know, there's also people keep a lot of pictures on their phones. You know, some were taken with the phone. And then if they're not downloaded or backed up, if that is lost, those pictures are gone forever. So, you know, make sure you back up all the important things you have on your mobile devices in case it gets lost or stolen. You know, you can just replace the device, but the important data you still have in your backup. And the last but not least, moderation is the key in about everything you do when you're connected online. So, for instance, don't post everything, where you've been, what you've done, on your social media while you're away. You don't want to signal to everyone that your house is empty all this time.
Yeah.
Now, those close friends of yours, they know where you'd be going anyway. So to them, you might send it in a private message. But for everyone else, there's no need for them to know where you were and what you did until you come back. You know, it can wait. Because, you know, cyber criminals do sometimes scan, particularly during the times of summer vacations, they do scan public profiles of people on social media. A lot of people have their profiles very unlocked, very visible to everyone. You know, there's another issue that people should review their privacy settings and set their social media accounts so that only their friends can see them and not the whole world. Because the cyber criminals sometimes do work with regular criminals. They go through social media accounts, see who's posting pictures from holidays, and they know their house is empty and they might attempt a break-in to burgle it. So there's another thing to, you know, think about. Also, you know, don't wave your mobile device around too much for everyone to see if you're in an unknown place, because again, you know, it might incur an opportunity from someone to try and acquire your device. So basically, you know, it's just these common sense things. But you know, while we're most people, when they're going on holiday, they're focused on the holiday itself. Well, where they'll go, what kind of hotel they're going to stay in, what sightseeing they're going to do, what relaxing activities they're going to do, and they just kind of don't think about these most obvious things with our you know, connection on the internet, which can kind of, you know, they're very useful. You have the whole world at your fingertips, but you know, if something goes wrong, it can cause a lot of frustration. And just to avoid this frustration, you know, you keep your wits about you, a bit of common sense, and you should be all right to entirely focus on enjoying your holidays.
Yeah, and common sense, that always comes up in our conversations, Urban, because a lot of it is common sense. And where you said, what you said there, people putting up pictures of themselves on an airplane going away on holidays, it's crazy. And it's happens all the time. I've seen it, I don't know how many times recently.
Yeah, well, it's human nature. We all want to, you know, impress our friends and tell them where we're going and stuff like that. It's just that, you know, there are people who don't have intentions as good as most of us do, and they try to take advantage of these things. So as long as you realize this is the case and act accordingly, like, you can still send the picture to your friend. Just send it in a text message, send it in a private email, send it in a private message. Don't post it and advertise to the whole world where you're going.
I'll just tell you now, thanks very much for that, for the five tips, by the way. Just tell you, something happened to me personally now, a couple of days ago. My wife, I happened to be at home, my wife got a phone call, that the house phone rang, and this voice said to her, this is Air, and we're going to cut off your Wi-Fi, because you've been, been compromised from various different countries. And I think it said press button 1 to be connected to the something or other. But she came, I happened to be in the house, and she came out to me and she handed me the phone and said, Air are going to cut off their Wi-Fi, and she doesn't understand much about IT and stuff like that. So I said, yes, who's this? And I got this voice that hadn't got great English saying, press this, press that and the other. So I said, look, I'm going to ring Air, and hung up. And I rang Air, and they said they had got a lot of calls about this. But there are people who would press the numbers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And these various scams, you know, they try to subscribe you to premium phone numbers. They try to, you know, basically extract our money. That's their job. As soon as people realize that scammers are out there to scam us to get our money, what you did was very smart. That's absolutely textbook what people should do in such situations.
That's probably our conversations.
If people get phone calls or emails from something that looks official, in this case it was Air, sometimes you get it from, I don't know, Irish Water, sometimes you get it from Revenue and Customs, sometimes you get it from AIB, so, you know, and it looks official, it's got all the logos, it's got all the bells and whistles on it, it looks legit, you would be tempted to reply, to respond, to do what they ask you to do, right? In your case, that's the thing to do. It's actually, you know, if it's urgent, they'll tell you, even if you call on their official number. So, yeah, you just say to this person, listen, I got to go somewhere right now, I'll ring you back. And then you ring the actual company and ask them, are you actually doing this? Are you actually cutting me off? Is there something going on? And pretty much in 99% of the cases, they'll tell you, no, that was a scam, we do no such thing. So, see, that's a very good cautionary tale. And unless you tell it to people, most people wouldn't know how to react in such situations. And that's why it's so important to raise awareness about these scams, about how these guys operate, because why have them spoil our fun, which we otherwise have with our devices, with the internet, with our social media, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and there's an ESET blog, and you warn people about all these scams. So,
yes, we do. So, yeah, apart from, you know, providing the technological edge for people in case they want to use our products and services, you know, such as anti-theft software in case their device is lost or stolen, they can locate it via with another device, they can locate their lost or stolen device, which even takes pictures of the person who tried to steal it or unlock it. We also try to raise awareness. So that's why the blog is up. That's why our social media is up. The blog can be found on blog.isa.ie. You can also look us up on Facebook. Just look for ESET Ireland on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. Just look for ESET Ireland. So that's ESET Ireland. And we have all these tips. Practically every day we have a different story of some scam going on, of some hacks, of, you know, what's going out there in the world. So if you know what's going on out there in the world, you'll be very likely to avoid falling for the same tricks that other people have fallen for before you. So, you know, why not learn from other people's mistakes instead of making all of them on your own?
Okay, Urban, once again, thank you for taking the call. It's always very interesting to talk to you. And, it's, you know, there's all these scams are coming up all the time. That's why we talk so often.
It would be much nicer if we didn't have to talk so often about all this stuff, you know. But unfortunately, since this is the situation, let's make the best of it. And, you know, wishing everyone they enjoy their holidays and stay safe online.
Okay, Urban Schrott, thank you very much for taking the call. And we'll talk again.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Now you can listen again on near.ie.